All right, so welcome back to the Bear Performance Podcast. I have myself, Daniel Clanton, Director of Business Operations. I do all the athletes and ambassadors, and then I actually have Adam Klink here, who is our newest athlete, who was previously one of my first master picks. So Adam, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
So the intention of today's podcast is to just have a conversation, but really talk about what the program was when I started here back in April. And what the intention of the program was and how it's evolved, and really get Adam's perspective of what he thought it was and what it has become for him. So
yeah,
I guess the first question and something I asked you earlier is like, when I approached you, or you approached us, you wanted to be a part of BPM, but when I approached you saying, hey, here's the opportunity I have, here's what I think or what I know I'm going to do, what did you think that was going to be, I guess?
Yeah. So when I had talked to you and you gave me basically the offer of what the ambassador program was, I just remember going back and talking with my wife and being like, this just sounds like I'm going to be a salesperson, and this sounds like a sales position, and, you know, people aren't going to like that I'm putting all these stories up, and basically my success depended on what I sold. And I didn't know if I wanted that. Actually, I was very hesitant at first in deciding to join BPN. I actually had a few offers from a few other companies as well, offering me set money, like here's a $3,000 contract or a $5,000 contract or this per month. And like, I just kept circling back. It was just something that I couldn't let go. Like, I felt like I had to be part of what you guys were starting. Yeah. I just had this gut feeling that this is where I needed to be. And I think it was just from watching you guys as people. And I just told myself that that's what I wanted to be a part of. And it had nothing to do with the product at first. Like, I just wanted to be surrounded by you guys as people and the value and the morals that you have and the work ethic that you have. I wanted to be a part of that. And that's why I ultimately, in my head, like, I took that leap and said, well, let's see how this goes. I'm going to trust that this works out for me. And man, did it ever.
And that's, I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing this part of kind of your first thoughts of BPN and first thoughts of the program, because, you know, I was new to this. I did 7 years in sales. I worked for Dell here locally and I sold, right? So I felt on my end, my pitch was, hey, this is every ambassador program I've ever been a part of, you do sell, but you have to bring up the value piece. So I tried to explain that, but if you know me well enough, I'm not good at explaining everything. There's just a lot going on in my head, and I want to give you so much detail to make you understand, but it just confuses people. So I'm very blessed that you picked to be a part of this team and have you've helped shape as a leader. And that's why you're now an athlete, is like, you connected with me, you connected with the brand to help other people understand that, yes, sales is a part of being an ambassador because you're trying to help a company grow.
Correct.
But it's not all about the actual product.
But this brand, yes, you are adding value to the brand, but I think in turn that this brand has tenfold added value to myself, my career, my brand, and you guys have, I mean, it's blown me away, just the growth that I've had personally in my brand and what I'm trying to put out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's times I think back, like some of the initial calls, because when I first, to give the audience a little illustration, like when I came on April 1st, we had sent out some messaging mid-March saying, hey, we're going to start this ambassador program in April, and it's going to be a beta program. We're going to pick 10 people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very like nuts and bolts. It was a Google Doc. People sent in information. I reviewed the applications and met with Jordan and Nick to review those. And we picked 10. And it has come from that to a application where people can give more about their life. Like, what does Go One More mean to you? Here are all your social handles to review, and let's set up a call. And then it's on and on and on. It's evolved so much, and you've kind of been on the ground floor of that. So
yeah, it's been really cool to see you go from, you know, probably a couple hundred candidates and you pick 10 to this last one. You were saying you have like 3,500 applicants. Yeah. And you're narrowing that down.
So and that was shutting it down in 7 days. The other one was like willy-nilly. It was open for a month.
Yeah. And I mean, I just, one, I don't envy your job. That's a tough job, but you do a really, really good job of picking the right people for the brand.
Appreciate
that. It's cool to watch it grow from 10 people. I actually came on 2 weeks after those 10 people.
You were in the group that made it the 14, OGs.
We made it 14, and I guess we have the unofficial title of the OGs just because we were the first group of ambassadors. But now we had the second wave come on, and that added a good 40, 50 more. So now we're up to, you know, somewhere in the 60 range. And then, I mean, you're probably going to be at 100, pushing 100.
Pushing
right?
Probably 150 to 200 people.
Which is crazy.
And that kind of leads into the other question I asked was like, so what has, I mean, if you could sum it up, what has the program become to you as you've been on the inside?
Yeah. So one, it is so much more than like a sales position. And the community aspect of what this is really what makes this program unlike any other. And I've been a part of companies before, and it was kind of just every man for themselves. You were kind of just left stranded. We would get like a monthly email from our athlete advisor, and it was basically them requesting content from us,
okay,
right? And we would get our supplements. This, man, it's like we've built this community, and right now it's 60 of us, where if one of us puts a post up, within minutes, you have tens of comments and likes and support and words of encouragement from everybody in that team on top of your following. And really what everybody has been trying to do is just lift each other up and build each other's brand up. And because if one person becomes more successful, we all become more successful. And like my hope is that with my success and my jump in the company, that it trickles down and everybody else has success because of it. Because now BPN within my group of people is more prominent, it's more popular, and they see it in more and more places. And then they're going to be more inclined to buy from you. And in turn, the more people buy, the better off everybody else is, because at the end of the day, they're making more money. Like, guys, I will tell you, when I started, I just wanted to get my monthly supplements covered. So I was looking out of this program. I told myself, hey, if I could at least make 150, 200 bucks so that I can buy my supplements for the month and not have to burden my family. Yep. I have a young kid and we got bills to pay and diapers. And if I can take that off of my family's plate, this is worth it. And that's what I was looking for. And I will tell you, last month, I paid my mortgage.
That's awesome.
With what I made from BPN.
Yeah, I mean, that question for me is like, what was this program to me? And it's good to have these conversations, because initially, and I'll confidently say, it was never a sales team.
No.
And maybe that was how it came across, because that's what I did.
And that's honestly just from working with other companies in the past, that's just how I viewed it, because that was my experience with other companies in the past. And this, the sales are just like you reaping the benefits of building the community aspect of this.
And in my mind, it was, okay, I'm going to lead a team and my success will be gauged off of how much they sell. Mm-hmm. But like, no longer was it ever my intention to do that. And what this team has become is, like Adam said, a team that supports you within seconds. How amazing is it to be a part of a team where you actually know your teammates? Mm-hmm. Because I was a BPN affiliate. I loved it. But I only knew one guy that was local. I didn't know anybody else in the program. And some of the people that are in the program now were people that were my teammates. Mm-hmm. I had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
And it has now become we get together once a week and we have ambassadors share their stories, and we get to really learn like what made you, what was your pivoting point? How did you find BPN? Like, how does Go One More mean something to you? And talking about leadership. And some of it's just calls where we just kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Honestly, that's like one of the coolest parts about this programming is being able to hop on a call once a week with whoever's available to hop on. And you hear stories from other ambassadors. You hear the struggles that they went through. I mean, some of these stories, man, like they make you cry.
Yeah.
But just the inspiration and the motivation that the people around you give you, it's almost like you can't slack off, because everybody else in this group is working so hard. And, you know, you get to follow on all these people, and that's what floods your feed. And like, it can't do anything else but motivate you to work harder.
Yeah.
I think it just raises everybody else's level.
Yeah. I mean, as we go through the applications and bring on the next team, and as it grows, my intention moving forward for the rest of this year and even next year is to build a community, one that supports each other, that gives positive words of affirmation, but also criticism to help each other grow, you know, understand where your blind spots are. Hey, that doesn't really look like it fits what your brand is. Like kind of reaching out to them personally, like these are your teammates, making sure that they're okay. And then and also having, I guess, a team that pushes each other into new goals. You know, Adam just recently did a sub 5 minute mile and a 500 pound back squat in the same day. Not something anyone in history has ever recorded, or even recently people are trying it or missing it, right? So when he was doing that, he probably had some dark days, mm-hmm. right? And having this group where he could see other people getting after it, I'm sure it fired him up. I know it has. I've heard other people talk about it, but like, that's what I want this team to be, as a community. It's the same thing that I have here inside BPN with the people I work with every single day, and I fight in the trenches. That's what I want this group to be, and that's what I want my team, our team, to portray to the rest of the individuals that want to be in this program.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like there are no dark days in this team. Because I tell you, like, on a daily basis, the amount of people that have tagged you in a post or have sent you a DM, like, I have built some valuable friendships within this company and within this team, and especially with these ambassadors that I've never even met them in person. You know, it's just all been from contact online and just supporting each other, and you build different relationships with people. And I think the relationships, hands down, is the most valuable part of this company, and especially the ambassador program. It's funny because when I moved up to an athlete here a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I kind of asked Daniel, I was like, well, can I still do the calls with you guys? Like, I didn't want to leave, and like, I didn't want to take myself out of the ambassador program fully, because like, I've made so many relationships that I value. And even if I do shy away from that, like, I view everybody as equal, and I still want to be part of these people's lives.
Yeah. And like Nick has said to us and on this podcast before, is that he tries to create an environment here where work and play are blurred, mm-hmm. and we can be with each other 24/7, 365, and never really have a problem with each other. It is family. That's what this group is, and I want it to continue to be. And that's why the selection process is so stringent, and why it takes me so much more time. Like, the first time it took me a week. Now I'm giving myself a month, because yeah. I do spend time on everyone's page, and I try to see face value what that person is. Like, what is their internet stamp? Like, what are they leaving behind? And that kind of leads to the other piece, is like, Adam, if you were to give advice to someone trying to be a part of this, what are maybe like the top three things you would tell them to consistently have in their social media? Yeah.
So one, it would be just to be consistent on social media. So a lot of people, and I like to follow people that are consistent, whatever that looks like to you, whether it's posting a story every day or posting, and I probably stick to a few stories a day, and I post 2 to 3 times a week, maybe. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. But just being consistent with that, so you have a consistent presence and people actually have something to follow. If you're somebody who posts once every other week, your stuff pops up, and one, with the new algorithm, people might not even see it, but people don't really know what you're doing. I think the second thing, and this is the biggest thing that's helped me, is you have this platform to share whatever you want in your life. And I have found that the thing that people enjoy following the most is seeing you work towards a goal, right? And I think that's something that I've encouraged the ambassadors to do, is to set a goal for themselves and then let people follow along your journey, yeah. whether it's a weight loss goal, whether it's a performance goal, you're trying to hit a 500 pound back squat, but like, people enjoy following that process. And I think that's where the value comes in, because you can share your good days, you can share your bad days, you become now relatable to these people when you yep. said you had an off day, because I guarantee you, they probably had an off day yesterday, or they're about to have one. And then people can relate to that. And I think you can just build a lot of trust for people by just opening up and basically sharing the good with the bad as you try to accomplish your goal. At the end of the day, like, that's what all of us are doing, right? We all have goals in life, right? So I think it does you really well if you share those goals and continue to set goals for yourself. But also, encourage others to set goals. And that kind of leads me to my third thing, if we're talking about what specifically can I do on social media. And as opposed to just talking about myself all the time on social media, one thing that I've found that's really helped me grow that platform is to get everybody, all of your followers involved. So oftentimes I'll put a post up, but I'll ask a question to my followers because I genuinely want to know what their goal is, what they're focused on this week. Hey, what's your mile time? I just want to know your mile time. What are your favorite pair of running shoes you like to run in? And now you've just opened the floodgates for people now to communicate with you. They comment, you reply back, they might comment again. They have more questions. They slide in your DMs and ask you more questions. And now you're building relationships with people in the community because your Instagram's not all about you. It's about your community of people that follow you. I'd say those are the three things that have really helped me the most and helped me grow my brand. And guys, I'll tell you, like, I was not big on Instagram. Like, I didn't like social media, didn't know what to post half the time, didn't like to get on my stories and show my face. Like, honestly, the position I was in as a head coach, like, I'd coach, I'd do my own training, I'd eat and sleep and just go about my days. And I kind of just focused on the people I was training. But like, there's a whole other world of people. Literally everybody has Instagram that you can influence. And I think within the 3 months I've been with BPN here, like, the amount my page has grown, especially engagement wise, as well as followers, I've pretty much doubled from where I started in 3 months.
Well, and so you would say that it's being consistent.
Being consistent.
Sharing a goal or setting a goal and sharing that and kind of showing the process and then staying engaged with the people that do reach out.
Correct.
And I think I've said it before and I probably will butcher it. It's kind of the idea of we should be kind of picking the dollars up instead of picking up the pennies. Mm-hmm. That maybe this, you know, people listening, you're an influencer. You don't view yourself, but you are influencing people and you have the same people DMing you. And it's a basic question. You're like, why didn't they Google that? Mm-hmm. Well, they see you as a value resource.
They respect you. They want your opinion. They want to know what works for you.
Engage with those individuals because you will make lifelong connections. There's an article out called 1,000 True Fans that just got recently updated. One of our ambassadors, Levi, sent that to me. It essentially just talks about if you're going to be in a social business that you don't need millions upon millions of followers, you need a small group. And he says 1,000 true fans, but you need small groups of people who truly support what you're doing. That's what this ambassador group is, essentially, is a support group that will help build you up and you'll build people up the same exact way. So I'll say, so the pieces that I have in terms of expectation is, the first one, just like you said, is be consistent. Be consistent at whatever level you can do. Mm-hmm. If it's once a week, stick to that, right? People like to see consistency in terms of time and what the posts look like. Be genuine. And that can also go in with what you said, is like sharing a goal. So being genuine throughout that process. Don't feel like, well, I'm supposed to post once a week, but I really had an off day. Work was crazy. I didn't train all this week. So I'm just not going to post it. I'll wait till next week till I'm back in my groove. Show that, right? Like, don't take that as a pity party where you don't kind of leave a next step for people to take action on. We use it as an opportunity to show, like, I'm a real person and I'm going to share that with you.
Yeah, like, I literally remember putting a post up because I didn't have anything else to post. I had a crappy session. I think I missed a back squat. So I put up a post, like, some days I don't think I can hit this goal. And that was my post. But like, the people that related to that, they were like, man, I needed to hear that, because they see people that they idolize or look up to, and they think that it's all sunshine and rainbows and just everything works out for them, but it doesn't. I mean, everybody struggles the same.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to chase. I was watching Adam do this sub 5 minute mile and 500 pound back squat, and I'm like, that's not my goal. I started to prepare for a marathon. Well, marathons are canceled, so I'm still running, but what is my goal? Others' goals are not always my goal. So what is Daniel's goal? How am I going to push myself? And it was like, you know what? I haven't touched a 500 back squat in over 10 years. Why don't I try again?
It's awesome.
And so I've been going through that process with Adam's help and coaching along. And last week, I was supposed to go for another PR and I had recently hit one and I felt really good about that one. And I go for this one and it was an off day. I hit it. It was very, very much a grinder, but it humbled me. It taught me that I can still do this. I can still progress. It's not always going to be easy. But if you share that goal, people love that. The amount of engagement from other people who are chasing the same goal that I had never seen them share about are talking to me on a daily basis. And the last one is just really be engaged. I used to say this on the calls that it was being engaged once you're in the group, like rub shoulders with other ambassadors. You can do that now. As I'm going through these applications now, that word has obviously gotten spread to other people who are not in this program.
Oh, yeah.
People that I'm looking at reviewing are getting active likes and comments from people who are in the programming, encouraging them. So it's just be engaged with this company and the people around it, and you will be noticed.
Yeah. I mean, I've already seen too that people that want to be in the company are commenting on ambassadors' posts, and ambassadors are commenting back on their posts. And it's really cool to see just the passion that people have to want to be a part of something. And again, that's why, like, I know that I made the right choice is now looking back and seeing what's around me and just the way that everybody wants to be a part of Team BPN and a part of this family. And I say family, guys, because I've been here for 3 days now and I feel like I've known these guys for months, years. These are the guys that I'm building meaningful relationships, and they're going to be, and they are some of my best friends already. But people want to be a part of that, and you can really see it.
Yeah. And so I guess as we think or wrap this up, it's what I want people to see from the outside looking in is that this is a group of family members, team members that are a part of BPN. That ambassador name has gotten such a bad rap because of other programs who didn't take it as serious or just kind of got off track. But truly, like, this is a family. I respond to these ambassadors every single day, have relationships via phone, Zoom, through Instagram. I try to encourage them and see their content every single day. Like, that is what this program is. So as you look to get on a phone call with me, is be prepared to talk about how you want to be a part of that. How are you going to provide something that we just don't have into this family? Like, you want to be a part of this, and it's not a one-way street. This is a two-way street. Each person in this group is going to push you as much as I want them to push back.
Yeah. And I'll leave with this, that look, in this program, you're going to make money. You're going to be able to cover your supplements. You're probably and hopefully going to make more than that and have excess money and have spending money. But like, the greater value in this program is the team and the community and the support system that's going to surround you. And again, it's unlike anything that I personally have ever experienced. And just the way that I've felt included and part of a team, and it's helped me become even more of a leader, it really, really has just personally helped me grow further than I thought possible. And I consider myself a leader already. I mean, I'm the head coach of a gym, but it's pushed me even that much further. And I think this program can do the same for everyone.
I appreciate that. So applications are closing up and have closed up, and then we'll open it every single quarter. So November 1st is the next round. That's really it for this podcast. Hopefully y'all found it effective and you're able to, you know, be a part of this team or be a part of this team in the future. But we'd love to have you. If you don't make it, don't give up. Continue to reach out to people that do make it. Learn from them. Learn from me. Reach out to me. Be happy to have you.
Cool.
Till next time. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.